T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scott to the Hotline. It's brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. Workouts at the NFL Scouting Combine tonight. I'm like Ed Bouchette, don't have a lot of use for him, and we're joined by Ed right now, our 93.7 The Fan Steelers insider. Ed, the Chiefs put the franchise tag on their big unrestricted free agent, Chris Jones. Today was the first day you're allowed to do that. Kansas City wasted no time. When will the Steelers put the franchise tag on Bud Dupree?
Franchise tag on Bud Dupree, I would guess it's going to be once they clear enough cap room to do it, Pony. You know, when's the deadline? It was the 12th. They moved it back to the 14th. They changed it 2 days. I would expect it to come toward the end. I mean, first they have to find out if they're going to get more money if the players approve the CBA. And if that's the case, then it shouldn't be a problem.
And that goes into effect right away, Ed. Clear that up for our listeners with the approved CBA and the salary cap.
I am not sure, but I think so. But I'm not sure. I don't know. The one thing that would go into effect, the CBA would go into effect right away.
Right.
How much the salary cap would be, I don't know. Because maybe they have deals done with the TV networks already and are just waiting for this, and then they're going to, boom, push a button, and the deals will be done. I don't know, but that would play into it, the new television deals. But as far as the new CBA, the benefit would be they could then, and I think I've told you guys before about this 30% rule, that would go out the window, and they can then create more room by restructuring contracts that they couldn't really do right now.
Ed, what's the actual chance that Bud Dupree isn't a Pittsburgh Steeler in 2020?
I don't know, but there's a chance. I mean, this is real. They don't have any money, you know? If they cut Ramon Foster, Vance McDonald, Barron, and Chickalo, they still wouldn't have enough money, I don't think. Because they have to tag Filer,
Fofum.
They don't have to tag Hilton. They don't have to. I think they want to. I don't know that they have to. And Zach Banner, I think they want to tag him too. So, you add all that up, and it doesn't come to that. Cutting those four guys doesn't happen.
Here's another one that no one ever talks about. B.J. Finney made $3 million last year and is an unrestricted free agent, and people just assume that he's going to take Foster's spot at left guard. Where's that money coming from?
Oh, no, B.J. Finney's gone. No, I don't know who's assuming that. He's gone. It's either Filer, I should remember how to pronounce his name. Filer should move to left guard, or they're going to put a core of four there. Chooks.
Isn't the likeliest move there Filer moves inside to left guard and Chooks comes and plays right tackle in his place?
Well, I was told by someone in the organization that don't discount Chooks going there because they think Chooks can be a good guard. It's happened before. The guy who started there for a number of years started out as a tackle. He was a tackle in college, Ramon Foster. And they converted him to guard. But if you do it that way, you're you're changing two positions. Now, maybe that's what they want to do, but I maintain Steelers pretty damn good right tackle. Why would you want to mess with that?
Ed, I know you love mock drafts more than anything in this world. You love it.
Maybe especially the second round picks.
I think he likes talking to the morning show a little bit and then the mock drafts are second.
Ed's medal stand is morning show discussions, mock drafts, and then Pro Football Focus related questions. that's the medal stand.
In regular season hockey.
Right. I see this mock draft, this Chad Reuter, NFL.com, and he has the Steelers with that supplemental pick in the third round, like pick 10-something, taking Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma. What are the chances they take a quarterback at any point in this draft in your mind?
The only way they would draft a quarterback, I hate to sound like they did 2 years ago, is if they think they have a guy rated number one and he falls that far. And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see them drafting a quarterback. I really don't. I don't. It's not going to happen.
And I got a couple more things on Dupree here.
They have a better chance of signing Tom Brady.
Which the odds are 12-1, and Chris said it would be like setting money on fire.
I can't believe that. I'd like to put the 12 on to win the one.
Thank you, Ed. I might actually do that. Put a couple hundred on it to win $5.
Ed, how about this on Dupree? Why don't I hear more people in, not just you, in the media talk about, instead of giving Bud Dupree $16 or $17 million a year, why don't the Steelers go out in free agency and find a guy who makes 7 or 8 and have him play the other side of T.J. Watt? Like, that doesn't seem to be talked about that much. Why?
Well, who's the guy who's going to take 7 or 8? If he's going to take 7 or 8, it must mean he's not that good because the other guys are getting a whole lot more.
Sure,
money
but
than
like,
that.
What was Mark Barron, a $5 million player?
And he played like one.
Yeah, well, right, but I mean. Mark Barron wasn't opposite T.J. Watt. If you think T.J. Watt is a great, and I do, outside linebacker, that should make the other guy's job much easier, no?
Yeah, Pony, I don't disagree with you because I think they've found themselves in a bind here of having to just really mortgage everything for one guy, truly. And he's only had one really good season, right?
Yep.
Out of five. One out of five. So I don't disagree with you there. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here and what they talk about, what their plans seem to from top to bottom. Mark Rooney, Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin, they've all talked highly about the free. He's a priority. Got to keep him. Blah 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 blah. What you say is not to me not out of line. The only thing, free agency is a crapshoot. Who's to say you could sign that guy that maybe. You know, the Eagles grab him or somebody else grabs him.
Sure.
You know,
you got to identify the right guy. Like, they didn't happen with Barron, but it did with Steven Nelson, right?
It did.
But they've still got to take your money. They've still, there can't be another team out there. It doesn't happen in a vacuum.
There's always Ladarius Green, you know.
They can't actually think, Ed, that Bud Dupree's a $16, $17 million a year player, can they?
Well, he played like one last year, and let's forget this money is. You know, I'll give you a good example. It was Jason Worrells. Was he a $10 million a year outside line? He was like Dupree. He blossomed, if you want to use that word, late.
And they put the transition tag on him and not the franchise tag.
And kept him, and then he was going to be up for another big contract, and that's when he, you know, he retired from the game and went to work for his religion. But, you know, is he going to keep doing this? I don't know. But the money is the money. You know, the money's crazy. And it's only going to get crazier when this new CBA goes in, and I'm convinced it is.
Ed, one more thought on this Dupree situation. And you've obviously covered this team's machinations with the salary cap for a long time, and we know what their habit is, and that's restructuring these deals. Your colleague Mark Cabali wrote about this. Is this sort of the natural endpoint of it, though? Your quarterback's getting older. He's not going to be around, but he's still a big money player. And now they're feeling for the first time the real pinch of their habits with this.
Yes and no. I mean, they may be feeling the pinch, but they got a pretty good team. The only thing holding them back is the quarterback, and I don't mean because of money. You know, his health. If he was healthy last year, they might have done some things. they almost got in the playoffs without him, with, you know, a bunch of guys who never played in the league before. So, I think they've done a good job. I really do. You know, when you factor in, and you guys know I tweeted out it was dumb, but that the deal to get the safety here last year, they avoided a big salary cap hit because Miami had all that.
Yep.
So that was doubly smart. Not only did he turn into a good player, but he turned into a cap-friendly player.
Ed,
I think they've done a good job. I really do in that sense.
I said to Chris earlier, and going back to the CBA thing, you know, if I just go by what the information I have right now, what I've seen, I feel like the Steelers are going to vote it down again, like they did in 2011, because my contention is Maurkice Pouncey might be the most respected, revered guy in that entire locker room. They seem to follow him, and if he's cursing up a blue streak, sounding like, you know, Popeye the Sailor Man, and every word is F this and bleep this, if he's adamantly against it, I think the rest of the Steelers players will fall in line with him, Ed.
Well, Pony, I think that voting is different this time. The last time in 2011, they voted per team. In other words, unless somebody abstained, some team, I don't think they did. I think it was 31-1.
Oh, so it was like an NFL CBA electoral college. It was by
exactly.
Okay. And this is a popular vote.
This is a popular vote, and unless Maurkice Pouncey is browbeaten, standing over guys every time they vote, it's going to be a secret ballot. So I don't think it'll have any effect. I think they're going to vote how they feel is going to best benefit them. And I've said all along that the younger guys, the minimum wage guys or close to minimum wage are going to vote for this because their salaries are going to, percentage-wise, are going to go way up compared to those guys making the big bucks.
Do you think what Pouncey said then about trying to take care of the younger guys is in bad faith, or do you think he really feels like it's a good deal or a bad deal overall for everybody? Because that made me wonder about his motivations, as a guy that's made a lot of money, I should say.
I think it was emotional. Obviously, he was emotional. I don't know. I don't think it was a real good look for him.
Why is that?
I'll say that. I don't think a lot of people are saying that, oh, he came off sounding really good on that thing, especially with all the F-bombs and everything else. But I just, you know, we're hearing from all the veterans and the big money guys who are ripping the ripping this thing, and I maintain the lower paid guys are going to vote for it. There's more of those guys.
Yep. Hey, do you ever drive around with no shirt like Pouncey? You ever do that?
Shirtless? When I was in the back seat of my parents' car when I was 7, maybe.
Mueller wanted to know. He won't ask, so I'll do it for him.
Oh, there we go.
He wanted to know if you were at the combine and you had to do the bench press at 225, how many reps you would do? Because Dunlap said this morning he would do 27.
I've never done a bench press in my life, so I have no idea.
You're kind of country strong, though, right? You're like the central
country
PA.
Right? Like James Washington baling hay?
Yeah.
I go to the gym, and I don't strain myself, I will tell you that. I lift a little bit, but not the free weight.
How many minutes of cardio a day, Ed?
Well, before my back, it was 50 to an hour on a Stairmaster and on the, you know, those other ellipticals.
Ed, of all, I have another combine question. Can you tell us, can you correctly answer this question? Which Steelers quarterback that took the Wonderlic recorded the highest score in team history, at least as far as Andrew and I could find?
Well, is it a prominent quarterback? I mean, that's
my only hint is that it is not Roethlisberger and it is not Bradshaw. That's the only hint you get.
Yeah, I would say Mark Malone was a pretty sharp guy.
I didn't have Malone. I couldn't find it, Ed. I have Josh Dobbs second at 29, and the guy with the highest score is Omar Jacobs at 38.
Well, he was a better Wonderlic scorer than he was a football player, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think they drafted him in the 5th round. I don't think he made it at all that year. I don't think he made it with him. He didn't.
All right, Ed. Great talk. I know you miss Indianapolis, but I hope we suffice.
And I forgot about Josh Dobbs.
He's a rocket scientist.
Rocket man.
A rocket engineer, right.
The lowest I found was Neil O'Donnell at 13, Ed.
Okay. I think I heard that. People used to bring that up, but Neil was no dummy. Neil was street smart, I'll tell you that.
Common sense, like you.
It wasn't Bobby, huh?
No. All right, Ed. Good talk.
All right, fellas.
Take care.
See ya.
Ed Bouchette, Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.